1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A historic heat wave has made it miserable for millions this weekend. CBS's Reed Cowan talked to people sweating it out west.
A dangerous heat dome punishing the nation. The last week of July, testing the mettle of millions.
It's miserable. I mean, I work outside, so it's even worse.
In Denver, 90-degree days made for long nights for mom Amanda Morian. She's without air conditioning, just like 10% of Americans.
They can't swaddle him at night because it's just too much.
Today, Phoenix, Arizona had its 31st consecutive day above 110 degrees, but forecasters say storms there should give folks a bit of relief tomorrow. It has been a deadly weekend in the skies following five small plane crashes in three states, including California. At least three people were killed today in Upland, about an hour outside of Los Angeles. Witnesses there say the plane went down in an aircraft hangar that went up in flames. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. It's still unclear what led to a shooting at a big party in Muncie, Indiana overnight, where one person was killed and 19 others were hurt. Muncie Park Superintendent Carl Malone says his niece was among the victims.
She's just got out of surgery. She's doing well. She's home. And then my godson was being treated out at Ball Hospital.
Police still haven't made any arrests there. Days after getting hit with even more federal charges in his classified documents case, we're learning former President Trump's political action committee is spending millions on his legal fees.
$40 million is the expected number, the PAC's largest expense. CBS's Robert Costa.
There is some concern around the Republican frontrunner that this is not just a campaign now. It's almost like he's leading a legal defense fund.
The amount is larger than the funds raised by the Trump campaign in the second quarter of this year. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
It may not be inappropriate if people know that when they contribute to the PAC, that one of the things they may be contributing to is, in fact, Donald Trump's legal fees, but also the legal fees of others.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Members of Congress are teaming up to fight the production and trafficking of fentanyl here in the U.S. with a new bill called the Fend Off Fentanyl Act. Republican presidential hopeful and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson was on Face the Nation today.
The key is Mexico, because that's where the precursor chemicals are going. The cartels have it. They're making the fentanyl at the labs there. And Mexico can control both of those.
And countries like Mexico would be sanctioned under this new bill. It's already passed in the Senate and would be up for a vote in the House this week. Fentanyl has killed more than 100,000 Americans in the last year and a half alone. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
My ride smells just right. Just right. Just right. Just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze's
right,
car.
Just right. Just right. Just right. Just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent scent. All over Breeze's car clips right on your vent.
Yeah.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 52. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rise without a face, such a human waste. Rise. come a long way. You made it just too late, so we had to give it to somebody else. Well, I talked to you on the phone less than 15 minutes ago, and you told me that it was cool. I graduated from home with you. My job is paying good money too, and if you check on my resume, you'll find they all wanted me to stay. Well, I can't take the time out to check your credit card, 'cause your computer just broke down today.
Welcome back to Seth Faces the Music, hour two for this show about faces from his 1980 album Hotter Than July. That was Stevie Wonder with Cash in Your Face. And we started off this hour with Billy Idol and his big hit, Eyes Without a Face. Up next, we have one of my all-time favorite bands. They came together in the late 1980s with a very distinctive sound, blending ska music with hardcore punk. And they toiled away for many years, building an audience. And finally, around 1996-97, they finally got their big chance. From their album of the same name, here's the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with Let's Face It.
Sexist.
to improv. Face it, it's so hard. You must be on your guard. It's not okay, and you're not free to be a different way.
Go away, go away,
The throwback sound of Rock Pile, featuring Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe, who both went on to have notable solo careers. That was Wrong Again, Let's Face It. And before that, we had my man, Tom Waits, with Face to the Highway from his great album, Bad as Me. Seth Faces the Music will return in just a few minutes. When we come back, we're going to play a song by a band with a misspelled name from the 1960s. No, it's not the Beatles, but it's a band that was very influenced by them and also by Bob Dylan. Stay with us here on WFHR.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
That was real life, everybody. We're not talking about fake life here. No, it's the band, Real Life, with Face to Face. And before that, we opened up the set with The Birds. And Have You Seen Her Face? Okay, so earlier in the show, I did promise a Beatles song with the word face in it from the soundtrack album to the movie Help. Though those of you who listened to this growing up would have found it on the album Rubber Soul. That was the U.S. release. My dad's all-time favorite Beatles song. Here's I've Just Seen a Face.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. At my command.
And I knew our joy would fill the earth and last till the end. First time ever I saw your face, your face, your face.
What's gonna happen to Chespi's face? There go I, but for my face, all I know could be defaced by the hooks in the life of Chespi's face. I don't know where he lives, or if he knows to sail, or if little schemes like this one ever cross his trail. But I don't believe he's dreaming, or if he cares to know. So I shudder in my lampshade. So what's gonna happen to Chespi's face? There go I, but for my face, all I know could be defaced by the facts in the life of Chespi's face. Chespi's face. Chespi's face. Chespi's face.
The studied weirdness of They Might Be Giants from their debut album, also called the Pink Album by their fans, that was Chespi's Face. Before that, the great Roberta Flack with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. We have one segment left to go, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned here to Seth Faces the Music. When we return, a rock and roll artist who defied convention, had fans from all over the musical spectrum, and sadly was taken away from us far, far too soon. Find out who it is when we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Before all of this,
gap into my heart, into my life, and you were just a face in the crowd. You were just crap.
Now
one of the great soul bands of the 1970s. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire with On Your Face. And before that, we started this final section with Mr. Tom Petty and A Face in the Crowd. Susan Janet Balian. That was the real name of the singer Susie Sue, who, along with her band The Banshees, cut a path in the late 80s and early 90s, had a big influence on alternative music heading forward, and they had a decent amount of success, at least on college radio, during their life. Although if they're Banshees, does that mean it's their unlife? Well, whatever. From their album Superstition, here's Face to Face.
Oh, face in my mind. I can't see your face in my mind.
And that was The Doors wrapping up the show today from their seminal album Strange Times. That was I Can't See Your Face in My Mind. Thank you very much, Jim, for closing the show today. Thanks, everyone, so much for joining me. Stay tuned next week. We've got a new show coming up. We've got more songs, another theme, lots more fun, and me. And I hope all of you. We'll see you next time. So long.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.